I got your record right here.
They're turning up the mics, the guns are tattled like sharing words and tunes and talking all night. So pull up a chair and pour a beer for the boys who won't stop rocking here. Talking movies and TV and music and fun. But if you're a jerk on Twitter, then the show is done. Open up your ear, put away your fear, cause the message is fun and we're sure that's clear. There's a drunk leading the blind. It's the drunk leading the blind. We won't waste more of your time. Here's the drunk leading the blind.
Welcome to the drunk leading the blind. I'm Cody Lindenberry. With me as always,
Ed Worrell.
Man, that took us forever and a damn day to find the record button, didn't?
Damn record button was hitting. When you're hosting, for some reason, they used to be on the main screen and easy to access. Now, for some dumb reason, if you're the host, it's hidden in a menu. When we're done with this, I think I got to go look at some settings and see if there's something screwed up on my end. But it's stupid.
It has my curiosity to see how long it takes for you to find this particular podcast, given the directories.
Right. Well, at least I know where it saves it.
Okay. Well, we got that much.
I actually customized where it saves it. And now if it, uses my custom setting, we'll see.
Yes. And now we're back. We've survived the 972 days of January.
Yes.
We've made it out of 2023. Doing good.
Mm-hmm. And those 972 days of January, 900 of those were below zero.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had a full 100 degree shift from negative 35 to up to 60.
In like a week or week and a half. It was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I was on a Zoom call for work, and there was somebody from up near Antarctica, and they're just like, it's like 34 degrees here today. And I'm like, it's negative 54.
Yeah.
Oh,
windshield.
Yeah. And I said, that's with the windshield, but without wind, the windshield, it was like negative 30 that day in Great Falls. It was just, they were just dumbfounded by that Great Falls gets that cold.
And then you had a newscaster, like a weatherman out of Arizona going, if you live in Billings where it's negative 35, why do you live there? You can move. You have all the ability to get out.
Not all of us do. That would require money.
It does require money to get out. Yes, you're not wrong.
And the funny part of it is these people that actually saw the temperature that low, they don't understand that's only for like 3 or 4 days, once, like 1 week a year. It's kind of like joining the Army Reserves or something.
It's only for 3 days out of the year. That's
what, that's, one weekend a month.
Yeah, exactly.
2 weeks a year.
Two weeks a year. That's pretty good. I like that. No, and it totally killed the shit out of my battery.
Oh God, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. No, it was one of those rare occasions where at a travel for work. And in this particular case, it was like, okay, well, battery's dead. I'm not getting it changed by the time that we get around. So I guess when I come back around is when I will handle the situation. Because there was hope that it's like, okay, at negative 30, a car will not want to start happily or unhappily. Mm-hmm. It sometimes it just says not on.
It's just like, no, it's no. Mm-mm.
And in this particular case, I was just like, I was so hopeful. I was like, well, maybe if it warms up, the battery will turn over and things will be great again.
Yeah.
Nope. And then part two of that is because there's such a limited, like, it's darkness going to work and it's darkness coming back from work.
Right.
So having to swap out a battery in darkness and then all of a sudden you lose one screw.
Oh, nice.
And it's lost to the snow. It's gone forever. And
it's gone forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go to Ace Hardware to find one. And I'm sure somebody could have probably heard me from three blocks down going, yes, because of getting the latch just to have the battery hook into place.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was fighting it and hands are getting cold and you're just like, God, I just fucking, I just need to get this thing in
you're
there.
out there for 3 minutes at a time because it gets too damn cold. You go back inside for 10 minutes to warm up to go back out for 3 minutes, and your hands are so
and
stiff
it's like,
because
you
it's
can have,
so damn cold so quickly that you can't handle anything.
You can have your scarf on, you can have gloves and all that other jazz.
It doesn't matter.
But as soon as you know where you're trying to get, a wrench is not doing the trick. And so you're like, okay, if I just get my hand on it and get like a quarter turn, that'll start the process.
Right.
So you're taking your glove off on, off on, off on.
Right.
And so that's, it's that stupid little mechanical bit that you're like, and it doesn't matter if you have a magnet or not to try and find it. It, if you've stomped around in the snow, it's gone forever. I haven't even looked now that it's on the plus side. I haven't looked outside trying to find the damn thing.
Yeah, it's barely above zero here today and snowing.
Really?
Yeah, it sucks. It's really, really heavy, heavy snow.
I got 35 and it's raining.
Yeah, we got that yesterday.
Yeah, we got a timestamp behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not mad at.
Look at Great Falls. We'll have that weather in, 12 hours or so.
Yeah, give it half a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 12 hours, we'll deal with that bullshit. But for right now, that's almost like the equivalent of saying, that's future Cody's problem.
That's future Cody's problem.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that.
Whatever Ed is dealing with right now, that's future Cody's problem.
That's future Cody's problem. Nice.
Yeah. That's words to live by right there.
I'm guessing you say that's future Cody's problem a lot.
Not as much as you would think.
Really?
No.
At one time, when you were a young lad.
When I wore a younger man's clothes, also known as the same clothes that I'm probably wearing right now. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. You would have absolutely said that. That's tomorrow. Future Cody's problem.
Let me retort this in a way that you would understand. How many emails unopened do you have in your inbox?
Well, not in my inbox so much, but I've got a lot of deleted emails that have never been opened.
So, word of this, good old Gmail here, and I'm just looking onto the side just because I brought up your podcast list or link.
Yeah.
I have in my inbox 2,123 emails.
Oh, is that all?
But wait, if you go into the subcategories, like social updates, forums, and promotions. Uh-huh. In promotions, I have 16,487 unopened emails.
You're a little behind, Cody.
Woo! God bless it.
That'll take a while.
Is
that when you just do Command Shift A to select all and press delete?
Man, that would be the nicety of it, wouldn't it?
Just like, nope, not today. We'll start over tomorrow. That's future Cody's problem.
This took me a minute to get into the computer to be able to do this damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in true form and fashion, I have forgotten my computer password.
Nice.
That's how long it took since we've done this last time.
Yeah, our last podcast was in May of last year.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's been almost a year.
No, because we've done some, but we never posted it.
We did one in...
You lost one and
June
then
or
one
July
was so out
or
of
August or something.
Matter.
It got lost and there was a few problems. Mostly technical problems.
So many technical problems, which truly lines up with 2023.
It really does.
And now we're in an election year.
Oh, God.
Woo!
Yeah. It's something.
Who's having a great time? We are.
I wish, Election years don't bother me so much, except for the dumbass political ads.
Oh, man.
They should only be allowed to do political ads for the last 2 months of the campaign. They shouldn't be allowed to bombard us for the full year.
Oh, man. No. What was it? It was right after Christmas.
Yeah.
That they started off on the political ads.
Although I'm really, really confused with some of the political ads I'm seeing right now. It doesn't bother me that much, but there are ads by some PAC. I don't remember what it is, but basically they're like, Trump did this, and this guy did this. Don't vote for this guy. And they're both Republicans.
So, yeah, just because they're having to go
like,
through.
I don't understand. I'm like, that's literally your guy. Why are you... I
laugh about the tonality of a lot of these. Is like, and we'll use a Montana sourcing one, and by all means, anybody can look it up.
Sure.
Shady Sheeny.
Shady Sheehy. Yeah.
These things are almost, well, not so much that, is they are a mimic of South Park. Like, and even creators of South Park have said in the past when it was Trump's era, it's like, man, we don't even have to make up anything. We just have to repeat whatever is...
Just regurgitate.
Yeah, and we don't even have to put that much effort into the regurgitation because everything's a fucking joke.
The phrase is usually art imitating life, but now life has started to imitate art, and it's ridiculous.
Which is fine when I'm... Especially when it comes to these, like, I wish they just straight up said it like they meant it. Sheeny Sheeny's a real fucker. You know, if they just went out and just said it,
just say it. Quit beating around the bush.
Like, if you had an actual soundbite of Joe Biden say, Donald Trump is a sick fuck. I mean, if you let in with that as your campaign manager,
I'd be like, done.
Fucking sold, man. That's a straight shooter as far as you can see it.
Yeah, no, I it's just ridiculous. I kind of following along those things that, and we have a fondness on this podcast for Tay Tay.
Yes, and, we do.
So she's I'm getting into treasure. Our first topic. You have
okay. Fired off.
So there's a very strange conspiracy theory on the internet.
Oh, you've been waiting to tell me this one, haven't you?
Regarding Taylor Swift and the Super Bowl.
All right. Fired
off.
So
the right-wing nut job conspiracy theory idiots, and I say that fondly because they entertain me very much.
It is a day that ends in Y, and you poke fun at it.
So they believe that Taylor Swift is a CIA operative that has been sent to the Super Bowl by the U.S. government to basically get people to vote for Joe Biden. They believe that anytime she's shown on the TV, she is using some subliminal messaging to get people to vote for Joe Biden. And in the middle of the halftime show, she will pop out of the center of the stage with a vote for Joe Biden sign.
If that happened,
I would be like, don't mess with Tay Tay.
First off, where's that prop bet?
I don't know.
Because I would slap $5 on that bet right now. Because I imagine that the odds on that, because much like the NFL, They used to be anti-gambling as the day is long.
Right.
And now that they can monetize off of it, they'll attack it.
You're like, heck yeah, do it.
So I would put that at plus 900.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically 9 times your bet of whatever you're putting down. Okay. So there you go.
I think there's a chance it could happen.
Yes. That's the same odds as a safety happening in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Just because I'd looked at the numbers yesterday.
The funny part of it is the Republicans are scared by this because this year again, because Taylor Swift is, on tour,
Yep.
And she promotes getting registered to vote on her Instagram. She sent out a message on Instagram. After she sent out that message, it was like 180,000 Gen Xers and Zers registered to vote.
Good.
And I'm like, good, do it. I'm
You.
like, it was the largest group of women that are 18-year-old women in history to register to vote in one day.
Hell yeah. I don't
And
care what
I'm
side
like,
you're going
I'll take
for.
it.
Just vote. Yeah,
Well, and
absolutely.
she didn't actually have any particular message of go vote for Joe Biden or vote for this guy or anything. She just said register to vote. That's how we make a change in the United States. And that's basically all it was. But Republicans are scared shitless of her. And I'm like, they should be.
I gotta see which. I want to make sure that. Oh, there it is. So, multiple sources on this, but for this particular case, the Toronto Sun. This is a headline 2 days ago. Trump allies vow holy war against Taylor Swift over Biden endorsement.
And the endorsement they're talking about was she, this image on Instagram resurfaced from 2020 that she ate Joe Biden cookies.
Let's start with this.
Okay.
Fox News is attacking Taylor Swift because of carbon monoxide emissions from her private jet because of flying from wherever to Baltimore for the AFC Championship game. That's how low
That's
the
how
bar
low
is.
they set the bar.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, what about the Fox News host flying to Russia to meet with Putin?
Yeah, exactly.
But
But
that's not the same, you
with
know.
all that in mind, you still have, even in the best case scenario, Taylor will go from her tour in Asia, go watch the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, fly back to Tokyo, all within the range of not missing a show. That's professionalism. That's what that is.
Yes. I just don't understand why everybody has to hate each other so much,
It's
especially for
so
stupid
dumb.
things like that, because
And
they're
especially during
super hypocrites.
this year is one of those like voting this year has that feeling of I guess, versus like you're not so much voting for a person, you were voting against a person last
Yes.
time around
And
in the Big
unfortunately, in
Four.
this country, because we have a two-party system, you and I are basically voting against a one in particular party.
And I, as a person that has conversation with many people, being very social, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle that you're on, because it's good to hear conversation and be able to have a conversation. You can't just flip off and just go, well, that's your opinion and I'll never listen to it. It's like, that's not how you need to get some traction for your
That's not
tires in
how a
order to.
society functions properly. You have
No.
to be willing to listen to both sides, even if that other side is just screaming and getting red in the face
Yeah.
and blaming
So me, anytime that I see
space
the city
lasers
worker
created
going,
by the Jews.
"Arr."
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it.
But with that in mind, let's look at the things that Taylor Swift has done so far and it's in her evangelical ways. Let's just call it like that.
Evangelical. Yikes.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let's look at Taylor Swift versus Ticketmaster. It's not even Taylor.
Yes.
It's all the Swifties going, like, wait a minute. We're getting price gouged out far out the ass, so much so like, hey, government officials, this is bullshit. And then they have to go look at it and go, oh, shit, Ticketmaster has a fucking monopoly.
Oh,
where
gotcha.
Are these fees coming from?
Yep.
Yep. So let's start with that's one to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Second, what was the Taylor Swift versus AI.
Mm-hmm.
There's lewd AI images
mm-hmm.
created of Taylor Swift, and I've seen a couple, and they're fucking lewd.
Yeah.
That to the point that it's like, yeah, why would you not fight about AI and, you know, being able to face swap and all this other stuff? It's like, because it gets dangerous.
The interesting part of that one to me is it probably literally took one phone call for Taylor Swift to like the White House, because it literally was like 5 or 6 hours after that whole thing was released and made public that the White House was like, we need to figure out laws and regulations and punishment for people doing this.
Yes.
And like Taylor Swift must have Joe Biden's number on speed dial, if I had to take a guess.
Because the deep fakes that come off of this stuff is alarming, really.
Oh yeah, they are.
Let alone, like, we're not public figures in any way, shape, or form. No. But that would be vendetta like shit right there if you were really wanting to get after it.
Oh yeah.
Because at this point, then you wouldn't be able to trust visual aids.
Right.
You or can't audio really
trust
aids
much
for that.
Of anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I've played around with some AI stuff. It's really cool technology, but the AI isn't the inherent problem. It's the user, because people are evil.
Well, even let's go as something as simple as Magic the Gathering cards.
Mm-hmm.
They said, they told them specifically, do not use AI as in your art for these cards.
Sure.
What do they do instead? They have been caught using AI art for the backgrounds after specifically telling the creators or these artists, don't do it. It's like, fucking
do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. God damn it.
That's exactly it. Well, you've seen that in some video games now too, where they will create background art like in rooms and things using AI. And it's just not quite right. And I'm like, I get it from a programming standpoint. It can cut some serious time out, but I
look at it in the aspect of, you know, it needs the human touch in terms of being able to, how's the nice way I want to put it? As an artist, if you want to have that creative touch and to be able to have your personal style to it, because right now a lot of the AI art style is pulling from databases of other artists that's already out there.
Right.
And that's not good.
No.
The fact that hasn't been a lawsuit to hell and back. And now on top of that, you have Adobe doing the same goddamn thing, saying, oh, we're gonna absolutely use the shit out of AI. It's like,
well,
fuck.
Adobe's sourcing the images, though. They're using, they're actually getting them legally. So I kind of agree with a little more so than some of these AI bots that exist. There are some ethical ways about going about doing it, but some of them are just not very ethical, sadly.
At the point now, it's going to be one of those, okay, you can get paid by Adobe, but you get paid once, because then the image is theirs.
Once or very, very little per use, like 0.00000001 cent.
And at what point does it become like, what is the value of that one image?
Right.
Because back in the day, for a copyrighted image,
mm-hmm.
or an image in general, to be getting the copyright and sole selective ability to use it in terms of advertising,
right,
cost you some money.
It was like, and my dad and I talked about that once before. I think it was, you could do a group of images for like 50 or 75 bucks each time.
Yes.
You needed to copyright. It was something to that effect. I don't remember the exact amount, but it wasn't terribly expensive, because you could upload a whole file of images and copyright them all underneath one group, I think. Yes, if I remember right. But it still costs money, nonetheless. But
you're, if you're doing that,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing it based off of the grouping,
mm-hmm.
then per advertising campaign,
mm-hmm.
you're using a select, even be it one image,
right?
You are paying for that amount, and then,
yeah.
and then, you know, it's right. just compounding interest on,
right.
on that. So with that in mind, it's just like, okay, you as an artist or a photographer or anything like that, so you have to gauge your worth a little bit more because you don't know yeah. how this thing is going to be fucking used.
Right. Right. Oh, absolutely. No, I see exactly what you're saying, but yeah, no, it's still because it's worth your time, effort, money that you've invested in it and all that stuff too. So no, I get what you're saying. Absolutely.
But I get mad about it, and it seems like the dumbest thing to get mad about, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Well, that's fine. You're human.
Yeah. No, talk to blind man, drink beer, consume. Okay. With that in mind, you have the ability to use AI art in terms of like, what is it? Basically, there are programs that will allow you to make up the image by putting in a couple of keywords and everything of the sort.
I've played around with them. They're interesting, but yeah, they're.
And then people are being able to make stupid TikTok videos or videos out of it. And that's where I get mad, is just because it's, you are using programs that have selectively taken from other artists.
Right, right.
But I get why they do it, is because they themselves do not have the capability to make these images on their own, be it the talent or time restraints that often comes, or money, because of having, you know, to buy or be able to purchase mm-hmm. selective art from artists.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a give and take of like, oh, your creativity has now been enhanced. Much like if you were recording stuff now off of your iPhone.
Right.
You can make a full movie off of your iPhone.
Oh yeah.
In comparison to buying a $3,000 setup.
Right.
Or plus.
I've done a lot of playing around with AI because it's a hot topic, I've seen where it can be really cool. Like there's an app for the blind that is called Be My Eyes, and they've got a section of the app called Be My AI. And you literally take a picture with the back camera on your iPhone. It snaps a picture of whatever's around you.
Yes.
And then it identifies it in a matter of, you know, 15, 20 seconds. And it does it with some great detail.
Like it's, one face in frame, two faces in frame.
Oh, it goes further than that. I actually took a picture of my living room. We've got our grandfather clock off to the side of our TV. It told me a old style grandfather clock off to the right with black numbers on a silver face with gold hands. And then it told me TV watching potentially a sitcom.
Damn.
Yeah. And I'm like, holy fuck. And then there's an option in that where you can ask it another question. I can ask it what's on the TV. And it identified that it was two people. I was watching The Big Bang Theory. It was one person with one female with blonde hair and a male. I can't remember the exact detail. I think we said wearing a hoodie or something like that. And I'm like, holy hell.
Now, is it spelled AI is in the letters or A E Y?
AI is the two letters. Yep.
Damn it. It had the potential.
A E Y E. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
No, it's really cool. And I'm getting a pair of smart glasses on Monday that use artificial intelligence for kind of a similar thing. And the cool thing about AI for like for this particular use, is actually functional. Like with these glasses, I can take a picture of text, like say I'm at a restaurant with a menu, and I tell it, take a picture of the menu, only read me the vegetarian options.
Damn.
And it'll just go bloop, just plop, say, oh, these are vegetarian options, or only read me the burgers. And it'll do that.
I was going to say, let's be
yeah,
honest.
Let's be honest. Let's not kid ourselves. No,
let's not fuck around there. Come on.
All right. If we're being truthful, read me all the pasta items.
Yeah. You're said never by Ed. It would be like, okay, burger, taco.
Burger, vegetarian, skip.
Ha, never. Said never.
But you can even go as far as telling it to just read the headings and it'll read the categories.
So you bring that up, that is an awesome option,
yep,
for less-sighted individuals like yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Apple Vision Pro.
Oh, God.
Yep. That's your price tag of a cool $3,500.
Yep.
That, when I'm looking at this advertisement for it, I have it on my screen. This woman, I'm gonna, because I don't know, there's no pronouns to be thrown on any of this stuff, so I'm just gonna go off of woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is looking through the device.
Mm-hmm.
And the opacity of the eyes is basically, she's wearing ski goggles, and yeah, the 1,000-yard stare, and it almost is looking like a bit of drool coming out of mouth because of just like being out of the universe, but being in the universe. It's one of those, right, one of the things.
Uh-huh.
Like they could have done better on the advertising for this goddamn thing.
There's some funny videos online about the eyes that are on the back. Cause there's actually a screen on the back of the Vision Pro that actually mimics what your eyes are doing in the headset.
Yeah.
So there's actually video online of people scaring the shit out of people they live with is showing those eyes in the dark.
Oh,
I'm like,
so that with that
absolutely
in mind,
sounds like something I would have done.
Because right now, if you're looking at Reddit and the like, you have a homeboy that is driving. Okay. He's in a Tesla that's driving itself while having the Google or the Apple Vision Pro glasses on and tapping away at thin air.
Oh, God.
And you're just like, oh, well, the future's here. Here we are. And even some cats on, like, it looks like a New York City train.
Mm-hmm.
Just tapping away at the earth in front of them.
I think the technology is really cool, but I would never have invested in these things this early.
You don't want to be the alpha in this one.
No. And I can see this stuff being really useful in the future, where they could potentially make it into a normal pair of glasses and make it functional that way and augment the stuff onto the back of like your glasses, like your lens.
Yeah.
But
and
as
so,
it sits right now, I don't think it's that practical at all.
Just because you have what looks like multiple cameras at the very front facing.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So your little mechanical bubble of vision, you still mm-hmm. have on the bottom side of these glasses, you have multiple cameras, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's stopping a person from throwing googly eyes on these on the front of those motherfuckers?
Nothing.
Not above, not in direct path of the camera base, because that's your vision. And then on top of that, they're going to bump up the saturation.
Yeah.
So people are actually complaining that life is shitty looking when they take the glasses off, because the saturation of the glasses,
mm-hmm.
that it's like, oh, everything's so dull.
It's more just vibrant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so coming back to the real world is like less vibrant and like sad.
Yeah.
Which at this point, again, that's what makes me laugh about this shit is because I want, like, God, I would just slap fucking giant googly eyes on the front of those motherfuckers.
The contrast is funny to me when people say crap like that. I'm like, yeah, the real welcome back to the real world. It sucks. Yeah. that's all there is to it.
And then you got, like, okay, you have your apps that are like becoming a 3D object in order to be, like, not necessarily highlighted, but you're making, you have mindfulness, like, you should not be able to open up an app called Mindfulness when wearing fucking Vision Pro.
No, I have a hard time with apps like that, like on phones and like smartwatches, and now the Vision Pro, where give it time, though, there will be yoga apps on it if there isn't already. I'm like, that kind of defeats the purpose of separating yourself from the real world by meditating or doing yoga or things like that, doesn't it?
I would say that if there's anything that in the world that needs spatial awareness, it's absolutely when you have a fucking goggle set on. Uh-huh. Let it be at VR or any ways, just that way you don't punch like a bookshelf or a coffee table or whatever.
The one game that I think is funny that it's going to have a resurgence, I think, is Fruit Ninja.
I didn't even think about that. I would imagine that's already now, though.
It's
because
well,
of VR.
It is, but they remastered it for the Vision Pro and made it some special features for the Vision Pro. And I'm like, that's going to have a resurgence.
Back to the copyrights and being able to distribute.
Yeah. Yep. I think it'd be fun to have Angry Birds on that.
Oh,
like
Jesus.
Actually do it from the vantage point of the bird, though.
The POV of the of the bird flying through.
That would be sick.
Like, ooh, that's a... I forget what game it was, but it's basically on VR, and the long and short of it is you are John Wick.
Uh-huh.
But you're not having to move yourself. It's already moving for you.
Okay.
So you are, in short, you're Mario-ing it across the path. Like, your path is already chosen for you.
Yeah.
But you're basically playing pew-pews all around, like, surrounding you. Right. And so you're just, like, dodging bullets coming at you, and you're still doing this shoot 'em up thing,
mm-hmm.
which is cool, and you're doing it to EDM music, so it's a hell of a time. But after about three songs, you're like, fuck, I can't do this shit no more, because it's a lot. It becomes a lot. And so some of those games you gotta really watch out for, because then you truly do have a separation. Or some, I know there are some cats out there that are going to have a problem with separating VR life and real life.
Oh, absolutely. Because, well, it's going to become addictive for certain people.
You can find addiction in anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I just can't see wearing something that heavy on your face for more than half hour at any given point. It just seems like it would get really uncomfortable after a while.
I'd be more concerned. You know what? There's a few concerns that I have.
Mm-hmm.
One, the smell that's going to come off of those things.
Oh, of it. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because people's cleanliness for objects are not great.
Right. People are gross. Let's just say it.
Second, it's going to be like when somebody gets off the ski hill and they've been wearing visors all day, and they forget about the sun reflection coming off of the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And so the goggle imprint that will be surrounded off of a face is going to be like, so where's your glasses today? It's like, well, they needed a recharging. Everything is dull. Everything is
so dull and boring and so flat. And
you know what's going to happen then is people are going to have withdrawal symptoms because they're going to be tapping at thin air without their goggles on and expecting apps to work. Like, why is
that idiot tapping in the air? Oh, he's one of those.
Oh,
He's one of
you see
them.
The outline?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, he just circled the problem.
Timmy had his goggles taken away, and
Timmy had his fix.
Now he's going through withdrawals.
It'll just be zombies walking through the universe without their Vision Pros on.
That AA system is going to be fucked. Let's call that
Apple
what it
Anonymous.
Is. Ooh, good job, Ed.
Yeah, yeah,
hell yeah. Yeah, man, that's gonna be the ticket. You're just gonna see a lot of that now. Yes, do it right now. Thank God we don't do this podcast live. Otherwise we'd be like copyright, trademark,
Yeah, all that jazz.
Yeah. So with that in mind, yeah, you're just gonna see a lot of outlines on faces.
I can't wait.
And the 1,000-yard stare.
Mm-hmm.
And just like poking at the air.
And squinting probably because they're trying to figure out what's around them because they haven't been in the real world for days.
It's gonna be that squint, but it's that squint of confusion.
Like, what the hell? Yeah.
Like, wait, the sky is not blue? Like, if a person is coming back or trying to, you often see this face when somebody has learned a second language, but they're not jiving, like somebody who authentically has that language as the first language is whipping it out at like 30 frames per second.
Yeah.
At 30 frames per second, and then all of a sudden you're at 6 and you're just trying to hang on. That's the facial expression that you'll see permanently on their faces.
So kind of like me trying to figure out how to beat an infected horde on The Last of Us.
Yes.
Like, oh, I don't move that fast.
No, that's not anger. That actually, that's not squint. That's anger.
Oh well,
that's straight. That's a different kind of frustration. That's like fucking zombies.
Fucking what the hell? Where'd they come from?
There's definitely a lot of stuff coming up in this election year 2024.
Yep.
That it's going to be like, even right now, we're just trying to say, let's be competent. Let's try to be cool to each other. But man, there's so much dumb out there.
There is so much dumb. There's a lot of dumb.
Yeah. We're 2024. We're trying.
No, we're trying. That's the motto for this year, is we're trying.
Well, originally I was like, again, this may have been like day 372 of 974 of January. Where I was just like, okay, this is the year we kick ass. Man, I had some light in my eyes when coming up with that one. And 972,
you're like, God, it's still
days.
January?
Yeah, exactly. We're only on the fourth day of February.
And then also at the same time, you're like, it's already February? What the hell?
It is, yeah. Again, you took your Vision Pro goggles off. You're like, what is this? What's going on?
The world's a little fuzzy.
I would be more that's the true. Let's say that you take your goggles off, and your vision becomes skewed just because you were such used to the saturation and everything. That now you are required to wear glasses, unironically, because of the.
I could see it. Mm-hmm.
Let alone how long before it becomes a thing that people are wearing contacts that have technology in them. Like, we're going to get rid of the goggles and we're just replacing
Straight
to contacts.
You're probably 20-ish, 30 years off, I think. Because the technology has to be so small.
Well, you know what? 7, because you said that.
You're thinking 7?
Yeah.
I'm still thinking 20, 30 years just on a general consumer basis. Will there be something out there for your billionaires in 7 years? Possibly.
Again, that's one of those, I don't want to be the first one on that.
No, because Google about 10 years ago was trying to do glucose matter monitoring through a contact lens.
See,
And it
we
didn't
have the
work very well because the your tear ducts don't the blood glucose in your system through the tear ducts is like 6 hours old, so they couldn't make it
Again, we
work
have the
quite right.
ability to have such cool technology and we do such dumb shit with it.
Right. I know. I'm with you.
Right? I overheard a conversation at the bar that basically went, man, with everything in the TikTok generation and people just wanting to be YouTube stars and all that jazz, or Instagram famous, or
Sure.
it's like, what the hell would happen if a war broke out? And it's the like, and we're not talking like a we're talking more of like a World War II scenario of like, how the hell is would a generation of technology deal with war?
We wouldn't.
I mean, there's a lot of Call of Duty players out there.
Well, there is, but
But when was the last time they ran a mile?
well, yeah, that's just it is yeah, although to be fair, all of our military stuff is going to digital crap like that too. I knew a guy that was technically a pilot, but he flew a drone for the military.
There you go.
He
That's all it is.
yep, and he could do it from 2-3,000 miles away.
Ugh,
Yeah.
that's
Scary to me.
the terrifying part too. And then you get like straight up Matrix stuff. But
Oh
we're gonna
yeah.
get away from that. So, because that's
Hopefully.
terrifying. No,
Although
well.
I did see one thing that I are yours, my generation, Gen Xers, and even into the
Are you
older
Gen X?
Gen
Are you
Zers.
okay?
I saw an article that they're starting to bring back companies that do physical media.
Good.
Like there's a big push to try to get Blockbusters up and going again to rent movies and stuff like that,
Yeah.
instead of relying on your ridiculously overpriced streaming bundles now.
Okay, now you're making me look it up because
There's a I and it all started it was an article about people are calling these mini Blockbusters, where they just literally, how people have the lending libraries that they do like outside their home, like at a mailbox and stuff like that. There's actually
So
people around the United States that are doing that with movies.
Ubisoft says gamers should get more comfortable not owning their games.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That is terrible. And you got to be thinking about it, because let's say you and I, we buy Mario. Okay, we bought it for the NES back in the day. Well, let's say you sold off your NES, now you can rebuy it for the Switch. And you'll probably buy it again, whatever the next iteration is.
Sure.
You'll still continue to buy it, and it just becomes an upgrade, or just it continues to hang around. I'm not mad at that. It's, again, the idea of physical media, because if you look at a Best Buy, they're trying to eliminate
Movies.
physical media. No, just
Well, movies
physical media
and CDs
and
they've
games.
gotten rid of.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
But then you've got our generation that's fighting back and like, no, no, let's bring back physical media.
Fuck you. Give me my stuff. I
Yeah.
own it. I paid my money.
Right. And
Because,
I.
especially for times like, okay, how many times do you see in a. Now, this is going to be the extreme. You see the dystopian, like, oh, we have power, but not everything's connected.
Right.
At this point, you would almost be like, okay, well, we have power, but the internet's out. How fucked are
So,
you because you can't access your games
like at least once a
or
month in
movies?
Montana,
Yeah.
where we have power, but there's no internet.
Yeah, you have power, but there's no internet because
Right.
somebody backed their
Stupid
truck into
spectrum.
a. Yeah, exactly. Or somebody hit a wire. digging up a yard. But
they,
then
they didn't call before they dig.
Yeah, but then you're still out on the internet, and then, oh, all of a sudden, all of those 5 to 10 subscription bases that you have for unlimited movies,
right?
You're fucked because you don't have the means for it.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm not completely against physical media. There are some creature comforts for some of these streaming things, but like this day and age, I would absolutely go broke trying to keep up with music.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. No, what that would be the days of yore of like a, Napster or
right.
What was some of the other, Pirate Bay,
LimeWire, FrostWire.
LimeWire for sure. Yeah. Those days of old that, the pirates that be, not saying us, because we're good people.
We're good people. Yeah, I never did that. Nope.
No, never.
BitTorrent. Nope, never did that.
No.
Share.
No.
Nope, never did that either.
Nope. No. But all that was standing to try and own the catalogs of music, which would equate to, what were we at? About four of those, four CD per page booklet front backs that you would go through.
The giant ones that could hold, you know, 200-300 discs per
256 per case, and you had about four of those.
Yeah, easy.
Yep.
Although I kind of do miss the days of sharing music with friends that way.
You know, it was just so much easier to be able to know how you could judge a person.
Uh-huh.
Based on if they gave you back your fucking CDs.
That and it was fun to judge people by what CDs were in their CD binders.
I will never forget the day that you basically said, Chumbawamba Tub Thumpers thumps, man.
And you're like, no. And you're like,
it was like, shut the fuck up. Get out of here with that. It's like, oh no.
You must listen.
Let me step into my office. And you, sure enough, played Chumbawamba and the dummy bass that came off of that son of a bitch. It's
it changes
absurd.
Your whole mood about the song, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Loved it. Well, I like the song anyways, but then you get a little deeper into the, again, this is when you bought it based off of one song, and then if the rest of the album was crap, then you're just kind of fucking.
In high school, I had a very strong, three good song rule for me to buy a CD.
But that was also you and Sam Goody.
Yes. Three songs worth listening to on one CD.
Because otherwise you were just basing it off of the album cover, and if it sucked, you were done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That did happen a time or two.
Often. Early and often.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, damn it. I got trapped.
My favorite place to buy CDs, weirdly enough, in Great Falls was at Target.
Yeah.
They had a little shelf that was just up and coming, and they were always like $5, $6, $7 for a CD.
Which is a beautiful part, because it up and coming for Great Falls, Montana, meant that we were still 5 years back. So it was it was new to us, but it was still like, it probably had more airtime than we would ever know in other states and bigger bigger markets.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. But that seems like a perfect point to be able to call this a podcast, since we're so optimistic and so music centric.
Maybe I'll get this one posted this time.
Maybe. I mean, we'll haven't. See. And then next time we'll talk about future shows and concerts that are going to be coming around the way, because maybe by then some more will be have been posted.
There is a fantastic one coming to Great Falls before we go.
There's a few, but yes.
Seven Dust, Static X, and Dope.
Oh, they added Dope to it, huh?
Dope, yeah. Dope is opening for them.
Oh, Dope. Yeah,
that's Dope.
Yeah.
I did see one that weirdly hasn't been announced yet, but it's on the band's website. Great Falls is getting Bush for the state fair.
Yeah, I saw that too. And
I'm like, huh. That might be worth going, actually.
Yeah.
We might know
well, we'll go through
what the sound of winter is, finally.
We'll go through the roster of future shows coming up here.
Right.
But we'll do that on the next podcast. So we're leaving with anticipation. Indeed. So this has been The Drunk Leading the Blind. I'm Cody Lindenberry. You can find me at I am Cody L.
And I am Ed Worrell. You can find me on X, Twitter, or whatever it is this week at Blind Worrell, Mastodon at Blind Worrell, Threads at Ed_Worrell. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, you are.
And you can find the podcast at DLBcast on X, Twitter, whatever, and on Threads and Mastodon under that same title.
You the man for keeping all of this in track.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I would imagine so. But thank you all for listening and have a great day.
All right. See you later.